Power FM,
where magic is born. Powering up Blue Soccer City.
Power FM in Lusaka, where stars are made and played.
Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
Today's hottest hits with Power Lusaka.
The Takeover Power Lusaka.
Today's hottest hits with Power Lusaka. Powering up Lusaka City. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema confident of winning this year's general election. The outbreak of measles and mpox in the country escalates. In international news, Russia and Tanzania deepen strategic ties in high-level Moscow talks. In sports, Kawe Rangers FC maintains dominance on the Division 1 league table.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. President Hakainde Hichilema says he is confident that Zambians will vote to retain the UPND in the August general elections, citing what he describes as the party's strong performance in office. Speaking during an interview with international media on the sidelines of the mining indaba in Cape Town, South Africa, Mr. Hichilema said his administration has largely delivered on the commitments it made while in opposition. The head of state said the ruling party is not anxious about the forthcoming polls because it has focused on implementing its development agenda. Mr. Hichilema highlighted reforms undertaken in key sectors such as mining, energy and education, noting that these interventions have laid a foundation for sustained economic growth. He expressed confidence that citizens will opt for continuity in order to safeguard the progress that has been recorded so far. The president further stated that Zambia is currently enjoying enhanced democratic space where opposition political parties are able to conduct their activities freely.
The people of Zambia decide. They are the ones who decide who they want to serve. As they decided on us in 2021, we believe that they will make the right decision in August, on August 13th this year. Why? I believe that what we say to them we'll do when we're in opposition matches what we've done since they gave us an opportunity to serve. We think that Zambians now are looking for solutions for them. So primarily Zambians now know that this leadership government loves them, this government cares for them, this government believes. And also that there's work to be done ahead. And we believe 2026, August 13th, will be a decision by the Zambians based upon some track record.
In another development, a Lusaka-based lawyer and political analyst, Dickson Jere, says the increased usage of smartphones and internet penetration, especially in urban areas, remains crucial in reaching out to targeted audiences in this year's election. Mr. Jere notes that candidates can now reach more voters through digital platforms without physically meeting large gatherings. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Jere said political parties do not need huge crowds at rallies to win elections, but must instead focus on strategy and targeted voter engagement. He recalled that in the past, political strength was often measured by the size of crowds that turned up for rallies, citing the era of leaders such as Michael Sata, Rupia Banda, and Levi Mwanawasa, where competition centered on who attracted the biggest audience. He has since advised political candidates to focus more on understanding and targeting registered voters, stating that the voter register is now digital and can help guide strategic campaigns.
I do not think that even where we are going now, for you to win a campaign, you really need to have crowd. Huh? You just need to have strategy. On the social media, you can reach so many people, especially in urban areas, without necessarily going to meet them physically. For a rural setup where the mobile penetration and internet penetration is a bit high, maybe you need to have meeting. Those days, we used to gauge a popular politician by the number of the crowd that turn up. Can you imagine if that was the time, then everybody would be playing around with fake figures to show who had the biggest rally, a crowd which turned up, and so on and so forth. I would be advising my client candidates that you don't have to spend more time in competing on who attended your meetings. You should be spending more time to meeting, actually targeting the voters. The register is digital, so you know who is a voter and how do you reach them. You don't necessarily have to get to the rallies.
The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, Executive Director Solomon Goma has welcomed President Hakainde Hichilema's call for Africa to devise her own recovery program in the mining sector, stating that the call aligns with the vision of his organization. Mr. Goma said IPAC believes that Africa must fully own its mining value chains end to end in order for the continent to have maximum benefits of its natural resources. Mr. Goma explained that Africa's minerals wealth must serve as a foundation for industrialization, innovation, and prosperity, emphasizing that Africa's 100% ownership in the mining value chains has the potential to secure her economic sovereignty, create sustainable jobs, and redefine her role in the global economy. He added that this is not just a mere policy choice, but also a continental importance.
Africa must retain control over its mineral wealth, ensuring that extraction, processing, and compensation are managed within the continent of Africa. Raw materials should no longer be exported without beneficiation. Africa must invest in refining, smelting, and manufacturing industries to capture the full economic value. Mining value chains must generate employment, skills development, and entrepreneurship opportunities for African citizens. Resource exploration must be balanced with environmental stewardship and community welfare. Expand the energy, transport, and industrial capacity to support downstream mining activities. Secure partnerships that prioritize African ownership of intellectual property and industrial know-how. Align mining laws, taxation regimes, and trade policies across African states to foster regional integration. Establish sovereign wealth funds and regional investment vehicles to finance mining value chain projects.
In another development, the outbreak of measles and mpox escalate with several districts across the country, recording a total of 2,549 suspected cases since January 2025, out of which 243 have been confirmed. Health Minister Elijah Muchima says measles and mpox cases have been recorded in many districts across the country. Speaking in a statement, Dr. Muchima said mpox continues to circulate with 399 confirmed cases and 3 deaths recorded since 2024. He explained that the diseases are under close surveillance, with health authorities intensifying monitoring and response measures in affected districts. Meanwhile, Dr. Muchima added that Zambia is also experiencing above normal rainfall and localized flooding linked to La Nina weather patterns. He explained that eastern, southern, western, Lusaka, and central provinces have been affected.